Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, July the 16th. And it's time for the State Capitol Report, which will focus today on the version of the state budget passed by the State Assembly last week. And uncomfortably for me, since I'm obviously an employee of Wisconsin Public Radio, we will hear about a proposed elimination of state funding for public broadcasting, public radio and television, that is a part of the Assembly's proposed budget. We will welcome your reactions and questions, as always, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We will start off, as we always do in the State Capitol Report, with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. After 7:30, we will be welcoming in Steve Noss, a Republican state representative from Whitewater, who was quite involved in the proposed cuts to higher education, the UW system, that are included in the Assembly's version of the budget. We talk with Representative Noss after 7:30, but we start with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joy.
So the Assembly passed its version of the budget last week, and many of us expected, since you've been telling us on this program for quite some time, that they weren't going to go along with what the state Senate did in many cases, but some of these cuts were surprising, weren't they?
Well, I mean, in our case, I guess you could say that. Sure. They said all along that they were going to get rid of these tax increases that were proposed by the governor and then another large tax increase proposed by Senate Democrats to pay for universal health care. So it's not surprising that they did away with that. But there are some certain areas of the budget that would, you know, get real cuts, like public broadcasting or the UW Law School. School of Workers at the UW, some items like that that Republicans had issues with would get completely cut off of state funding in this budget.
Yeah, the can you give us a little bit the numbers here? The Assembly version zeroes out public broadcasting financing in terms of state taxpayer dollars completely.
In terms of, I mean, we get funding from the UW Extension and from the Educational Communications Board. It would zero out the extension funding and basically have the Educational Communications Board funding. So a pretty big chunk, I think about $12 million altogether over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Any discussion as to why this would be a good idea from the lawmakers who supported it?
You didn't hear it coming up on the Assembly floor. And this is something like a lot of ideas that came up in both the Assembly Republican budget and the Senate Democrats budget when they actually passed the floor. These are things that you didn't hear in the committee process. You know, maybe who knows which members wanted it. And you didn't hear you didn't hear any real discussion about this on the Assembly floor the other night. One lawmaker stood up and talked about his support for public broadcasting. You didn't hear anyone talk about why to cut it. Just in the papers since then, read quotes from some lawmakers and actually in a newsletter that one of the Republicans puts out where they talked about, you know, it's fine for public broadcasting to be around, but they don't need tax dollars to do it.
Well, we're not going to concentrate the whole half hour with you on the public broadcasting proposed cuts, but this, again, is not a done deal. This needs to be reconciled now with the state Senate. This conference committee needs to come up with a version that both houses can agree on.
Right, and they're extremely far apart right now. A lot of people have said they're about as far apart as they've ever been when it comes to crafting a budget. And if you look at real dollar terms, it's $10 billion apart. And that's something that Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch said to reporters on the morning that Republicans passed their budget. He said that they're drawing a clear difference for voters.
Unquestionably, there has never been a time in the history of the state where I think there's been a greater difference between Democrats and Republicans than what this budget represents. There is an historic, a countrywide historic increase in taxes by the Democrats, something the country has never seen before, and the Republicans have delivered a budget that simply doesn't raise taxes.
That's right. It doesn't raise taxes, the Assembly version of the budget.
It's almost the centerpiece is what their budget does not do in a way. It funds You know, it gives small increases to public schools and the UW in terms of dollar terms and other areas of state government, and it does it without increasing any taxes that the governor and Senate Democrats wanted.
So the Assembly Republicans said no to the oil tax, no to the hospital tax, no to the cigarette tax.
There was a real estate transfer fee in there that you pay when you sell a home. They actually said no to the increase in that and lowered it, so the state has less money to work with there. And then the Senate Democrats had a pretty big payroll tax, a $15 billion payroll tax that they wanted to pay for their health care plan. Assembly Republicans never considered that.
Yeah, and so that that meant if they rejected the Assembly rejected all of those proposed increases in revenue, that they presumably had to find things to cut. And there goes the cuts. Mainly, most of the loser in the Assembly budget, it seems to me, is the UW system, including public broadcasting.
They think so. I mean, you'll hear another version of that in a little while. I mean, Representative Noss says that they do get about a 3% increase over the next couple of years, and that they ought to be able to live with that. I think the UW's big argument is that that's just not enough to cover our ongoing expenses. And you know, in the case of us, it's not even a cut from what the governor proposed. I mean, it's a real cut. So that's kind of how they manage things.
We're talking with Sean Johnson. He is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, telling us about the winners and the losers in the version of the state budget passed by the state assembly last week. And we welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What do you think about this proposed cut to public broadcasting? How about the cut to eliminate state taxpayer dollars going to the UW Law School? We'll talk about that coming up after we check weather. And we'll welcome all of your questions and comments. For Sean, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. This is the State Capitol Report. We're talking with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter, for the rest of this half hour. Then after 7:30, we will welcome in Republican State Representative from Whitewater, Steve Noss, to talk with you about the Assembly's version of the state budget passed last week and the cuts that he supports for the UW system. Sean, the budget, we talked some of the cuts for public broadcasting, and that the Assembly version of the state budget did not accept any of these proposed tax increases proposed by the governor and accepted by the state Senate. The one that maybe has been seeing the most attention is this universal health care plan that the Senate put in its version of the budget, funded by this, what is it, $15 billion payroll tax?
Yeah, a tax on workers and employers, and with the idea being that that tax would actually be cheaper than what people and businesses are paying in premiums right now. The Assembly didn't take that up. They also didn't take up the governor's plan to expand government health care coverage to more low-income residents and all children. And this was something where Wauwatosa Republican Leah Vukmir, who's a nurse, stood up and said that Senate Democrats' plan would endanger her ability to do her job.
I am simply not going to stand here and listen to the rhetoric that's characterizing Wisconsin's health care system as dysfunctional and broken. And I'm not going to sit quietly when you claim that the panacea is a state government takeover.
And they didn't. It's notable, though, that they didn't take a vote on that plan. And they didn't. Assembly Democrats, who were, you know, a few members short that day, they didn't take votes on any amendments. So they didn't try to change the budget the other day. You know, one theory would be that it's just another step in the process. They know it's going to go to the conference table. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Jim Cruiser compared the Republican plan to a car that had been totaled.
There are so many things wrong with this. You wouldn't begin to fix all the glass and the dents and the scratches and all the fluids everywhere. It's awful. I look forward to compromise. when we get to the conference committee.
You know, Sean, I've heard Capitol observers referring to both the budgets passed by the Senate and the Assembly as fake budgets. What does that mean?
They're taking these budgets to the bargaining table, and they both threw a lot of things in these budgets that they probably have a pretty good idea aren't going to become law, but it gives them more bargaining power. If Democrats want to take out a lot of these proposals that Republicans made, for example, they're going to have to take out some of their ideas. They both packed them full of policies, like the GOP put in a plan that would take away or lift the state's moratorium on new nuclear plant construction. Not a lot to do with the state budget, but it's something that their members have been advancing. They put in a ban on straight ticket voting. And then on the other side, Democrats had a plan in there that would regulate traveling sales crew. That's been a Democrat bill that's not had a chance in the Assembly. Mm-hmm. So all sorts of policy in there that they ultimately want, but they know isn't going to have the best chance, and they sort of cancel each other out when you go to the bargaining table.
Yeah, well, the governor, I don't know if he's taking the Assembly all that seriously, but he's criticizing what the Assembly did, and isn't he touring around the state speaking out against what the Assembly version of the state budget?
Yeah, he spent the last several months, I guess his budget's been out for about 5 months now, answering questions about his budget and in some cases being on the defensive about his budget. And now that the Assembly's passed its plan, which spends less in most areas than he wants to, he kind of go on the road and take him to task. And he was in Milwaukee and Madison last week, where he spoke in front of fire departments and talked about what the GOP's proposed property tax freeze would do for firefighters and police there. And he said it'd make it tough for them to do their jobs.
This is real stuff. It really matters when the city of Madison doesn't have money for police officers. And it really matters when Dane County can't provide the important services, law enforcement and health care services and others. These things really matter to people.
And the governor also wants the policy things that you mentioned taken out of the budget.
Yeah, he highlighted a tax break for gold bullion was something that he said you got to be kidding me, where he doesn't think that has any place in the budget.
Well, what other reaction are we getting? The one story that I saw all over the headlines on Friday is this cut that is included in the budget that would cut funding for the UW Law School specifically, not just some general cut to the UW system, but to phase out funding for the UW-Madison Law School.
Yeah, that's something that made national news just because one of the quotes in this story was from Representative Frank Lissay, said, "We have too many lawyers already and we don't need to be, sanctioning that with state tax dollars."
Yeah, now, Sean, I know that, you're objective in all this, but didn't the rest of the Assembly feel kind of silly passing such a provision to phase out a law school at a major university?
You didn't hear any of it when it was debated on the floor. And I think, when these budgets get worked out, they get worked out. Republicans gather amongst themselves in a caucus behind closed doors. And, I mean, these things can be pretty contentious. There's a lot of give and take, but they keep their disagreements pretty private when it comes to the floor. And you don't hear a lot of the problems that some Republican members may have with certain pieces of this budget. Just looking at that proposal, you could assume that there were some lawmakers in there who might take issue with it. You might assume that a Republican attorney general who graduated from the UW Law School might take issue with it. But you didn't hear any complaints about it on the Assembly floor. The reason you see some of these things in there, there are a lot of these proposals in there that never came up in the committee process. You had eight Republicans who sat on the Joint Finance Committee and never brought up a lot of these ideas. Once the budget gets to the full floor and you've got such a slim majority as you do right now, you need every Republican vote basically to get this thing through for them. And so some of these people who are you might call backbenchers or people who aren't necessarily that close to leadership all of a sudden have a chance to get their idea through.
How is the UW system reacting to this cut?
Well, we already knew that they had to put off their decision on tuition just because there's no end to this budget in sight. But the regents met on Friday and talked about what are some of the possibilities on tuition. And the system president, Kevin Riley, told the board that getting less aid from the state, as they would in this Republican budget, would force them to raise tuition more than they want to.
If anything like the assembly budget holds and we don't get our pay plan fully funded, I can in good conscience come back to you and say keep tuition where it is now, because I think the quality of what we would offer our students would be so eroded that we wouldn't be doing our job.
Yeah. What does he mean by our pay plan being fully funded?
Employees at the UW, there's an increase to the pay plan for UW employees that was agreed upon, in the last budget, and it's got to be funded now. So that eats up part of the increase that they got in this Republican budget. The other thing that eats up that increase in the Republican budget is debt service, paying down debt. And so it doesn't leave the UW with much room to work with, Riley says, when it comes to funding new pay increases, staying competitive with other schools, things like that.
Yeah. The reaction to the public broadcasting cuts did come from the director of radio and television, Malcolm Brett, last week. Didn't he say that this threatens the Amber Alert system?
Yeah, that was one of the things that he mentioned to the Journal Sentinel when he talked with them. Republicans dismissed that as they saw it as sort of a scare tactic, but public broadcasting certainly has a number of antennas throughout the state, a number of transmitters, so we cover quite a big chunk of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think I read something along the lines of that we don't need state taxpayer dollars funding a Prairie Home Companion, decisions could be made to use that to fund Amber Alert instead.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how strongly people feel about this. Again, this is something that didn't come up in the committee process, and just in last few years that I've been at the Capitol, I've never seen an attempt at this, so we'll see how strongly people feel about that.
Yeah. Well, we have another minute to go here before we welcome in Steve Nass, a Republican state representative from Whitewater. But let me ask you about, it's not just the UW system and public broadcasting and the UW Law School that are facing some sort of cut, or at least cut in the amount of the proposed increase in funding. The technical college budget also took a hit.
They took a hit of about $14 million compared to the governor's budget. And again, this is a situation where you're going to hear it's not a cut, it's an increase. But as far as they see it, it's less than they want or less than they think they need to get the job done.
Yeah. So this week, some sort of conference committee will be formed?
They're going to form the conference committee. Mm-hmm. The Senate's going to come in, I believe, tomorrow and pass a resolution that says, here's our four members and your four members, and we're going to sit down at a table and talk. And they said that they could start talking as early as this week, but the pessimist in me doubts that, just because they've invested so much in these ideas and they want to sell them to voters. To sit down at a conference table and throw them away that quickly seems unlikely.
Well, I hope to talk to you next week, Sean.
All right.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Monday morning, July the 16th. You're tuned to the State Capitol Report. Every Monday at this time, we focus in on the public policy issues and actions of our state legislature and our state government, and we are examining this hour the version of the state budget passed last week by the Republican-led State Assembly. We heard from our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, in the last half hour about what's in and what's out of the Assembly's version of the budget and how it differs from the version passed by the democratically controlled Senate. We will focus in on this half hour on the proposed cuts specifically for higher education, the UW system, technical colleges, and public broadcasting, too. Our guest is Steve Nass, Republican state representative from Whitewater, and we will welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Steve Nass, Republican state representative from Whitewater, is also chair of the Colleges and Universities Committee, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
So why are you a supporter of these cuts to the UW system?
Well, first of all, the battle is between government and the taxpayers, and although the Democrats would like to portray this as cuts, that in fact is not the case. The UW system is going to get a 3% upper, so they will get more money. In fact, they will get about $60-plus million with our budget. In addition to that, with the 4% tuition cap, that will allow them to get another $72 million. In addition to that, undergraduate tuition can be increased. If you recall, not long ago, in-state tuition was increased while undergraduate tuition was lowered. That can be increased, which will allow them to get even more money. So the question isn't over cuts. It's really over how large should the increase to the university system and really all of government be.
Yeah, so this the Assembly reduced the proposed increase by the governor for the UW system.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And in the overall budget, the governor, as you recall, started with a 10% increase in spending. The Democrats, quite frankly, skyrocketed to $18 billion with their health insurance plan and other tax increases. The Assembly decided we are not going to raise taxes. We are going to reduce the deficit to a point where we can climb out of that hole in the next biennium. And we're going to go forward with making selective reductions in the increases in spending, more in line with what the taxpayers can afford. We had a budget deficit going into this, and still do until this gets done, of about $1.6 billion. We cannot go forward unbridled in this spending that we have been doing for probably the last 8 or 10 years.
Yeah. There was also a cut in the proposed increase for technical colleges. Why?
Well, the same thing. We had to make decisions all over, whether it's in the university system, the tech schools, or whether it is in natural resources or transportation or Department of Public Instruction. Those were decisions that we had to make in order to put a budget forward that does not raise taxes and reduces the deficit. The priority at this point is to get us out of the financial hole we are in. Our bond rating is at the near bottom among all the states. We are one of only a handful of states that does not have a surplus. Our financial situation is terrible. The decision that the taxpayers need to make right now is whether they want a budget that raises taxes by $18 billion, or do they want a budget that does not raise taxes, gets the deficit reduced, and we move forward with calculated reductions and increases in order to get our financial house in order.
Well, there was a cut, not a cut to an increase, but a cut to UW Extension and the ECB, which would severely cut the taxpayer money going to public broadcasting. Why?
Again, the focus is on prioritizing where our money is going to go. K-12 education has been a priority, for example, and there are other areas. Now, when we get to the tech schools, they are also a participant in getting our deficit under control. The tech schools, just a couple examples, the tuition, I saw their press release, which came out extremely partisan, probably the most partisan I have seen from the tech school since I have been here, so I know where they stand now. But they had mentioned that tuition is going to be mandated that it increase. Well, the taxpayers should know that there are classes being offered at the tech school level right now that are subsidized by the taxpayers of about 75%. There's another class that is offered for free, and that's to help people learn English. It's free. The taxpayer should not be totally funding classes. So we are saying you need to get those in line, more so with what the, where the university is, and recover some of those costs on behalf of the taxpayers.
Yeah, I guess I was asking more about the elimination of state funding for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television.
Again, it is a priority. If we're going to, the university can use, as we do these reductions, and as you may say in that case in the elimination, as we do that, the university can refocus its dollars where they believe there are priorities. The legislature had to, in the assembly, had to prioritize where we are going to put our money. Listenership isn't where probably everybody would like it to be as far as public radio and TV. That is a consideration. Like it or not, that is a consideration on where we prioritize and where we put the dollars. And the taxpayers now can decide, do you want those dollars going to K-12 education and other areas of government, or should we fund public television and radio, or should they be required to go out and do additional fundraising to continue those programs if it's that desired, or if it is desired?
Let me get you to react to UW System President Kevin Riley when he spoke before the UW Board of Regents meeting on Friday. Sean Johnson was covering that. We played this in the first half hour, but he says that this, if the assembly's version of the budget holds, it's going to mean tuition increases that families in Wisconsin may not like very much. Let's listen to Kevin Riley.
If anything like the assembly budget holds, and we don't get our pay plan fully funded, I can, in good conscience, come back to you and say keep tuition where it is now, because I think the quality of what we would offer our students would be so eroded that we wouldn't be doing our job.
Your reaction, Representative Nass, to that?
Well, similar to all the other doom and gloomers, this is a diversion because whether it's Kevin Riley or the Democrats, they don't really want to talk about their $18 billion tax increase. They just want to talk about all the candy that's in their budget. And same thing with Kevin Riley, same thing with Wiley. He had a release out regarding doom and gloom. The Regents last Friday said that tuition would go up about 6% if they get the governor's budget proposal. And the assembly decided we will put a 4% cap in place on tuition increases. And I won't go over all the money that the additional money that they're going to get, but it's a 3% upper. The governor had a 4% in cap on tuition in his budget. So there are restraints there, even on the governor's side. If Kevin Riley can't manage the university with the $1 billion he gets every year, plus the additional money the assembly is going to get him, plus the authorization to even go get more in certain areas, then we have a real question with management.
Yeah, Representative Nass, the Assembly is not really serious about this proposal to end state funding of the UW Law School because there are too many lawyers in the state already. Are you really serious about that?
We are serious about prioritizing where our money is going. Now, when it gets to the conference committee, that reduction, maybe it'll go down. But should there be reductions in the law school? Absolutely. We are all participants in this, including the legislature, by the way, in the budget process. The law school has the ability and has done quite well in fundraising. The priority, again, is the focus with the university system. Should it be on undergraduate tuition or on graduate? And the taxpayers shouldn't be going out of their way to subsidize tuition for grad schools. The focus really should be at the undergraduate level.
We're talking with Steve Nass, Republican State Representative from Whitewater. He is the chair of the Colleges and Universities Committee. He's talking with us about the version of the state budget passed last week by the State Assembly. We were going to focus in mainly on the funding situation for higher education and public broadcasting, which is a part of the higher education budget. But it looks like we have callers already online who want to talk about a whole lot of other things. So we'll get to those calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Monday, July the 16th. Coming up after 8, I'll be talking with the author of the new book, Deer Hunting with Jesus, Dispatches from America's Class War. That's after 8 o'clock this morning. This is our State Capitol Report. We are talking with Steve Nass, Republican State Representative from Whitewater, Chair of the Colleges and Universities Committee, about the state budget passed by the State Assembly last week. A conference committee will be getting to work, perhaps as early as this week, to try to reconcile the differences between the version of the budget passed by the State Senate and the State Assembly. To the phones we go, and we should have time for you if we get through these calls quickly enough. If you want to call 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our first caller is Edith in Madison. Hi, Edith, you're on the air.
Well, I hope I can be brief and intelligent. I'm absolutely appalled by the effort to completely eliminate public radio and public TV. When it was first thought of, I think it was by now easily 30 or 40 years ago, I fought for it intensely. I knew the difference between corporate ownership of network radio and TV that gave the public absolutely no information behind the news. And what has materialized is the fact that the public has been educated by way of public TV and public radio. We would have no access to truth without it. Mm-hmm. And it, in my estimation, has been the mainstay of our republic. It has protected our Constitution from the assaults of the present administration.
Edith, I appreciate the call, but we do have a lot of other callers, and you made your case very passionately. Isn't public broadcasting public by its very nature, Steve Nass, and the some taxpayer financing of this is appropriate?
The decision is, where do we put our money? We have limited resources. We have a deficit at $1.6 billion. The people in this state are overtaxed. Those arguments need to be taken to the conference committee, because the assembly has staked out its position, and it is a matter of prioritizing where we put our spending with limited resources. Now, people will say that's extreme, or they're appalled, the sky is falling. Since I have been in office, the university has come in every 2 years with their doom and gloom scenario, a broken record. They need to get a new record, because the sky is not going to fall. It's all speculation as far as whether faculty will be laid off. Certain students will not be able to get in to the university system. All speculation. Now, if they want to talk about real cuts, then they should look at families and businesses that are truly making real cuts. They aren't arguing over how much of an increase they will get. They are making real cuts because they don't have an increase to deal with.
Thank you, Edith. Royce in Madison is next. Hi, Royce.
Good morning, Representative Nass. I'm curious about the oil tax, how much money was going to bring in, and since the Assembly eliminated it, I assume transportation is going to take a big hit. I was wondering if you could talk about that.
Transportation, actually, same as everything else, there were decisions that are made, and that the franchise fee, which is a tax that would be passed on to the consumers, was removed because we are so overtaxed, and having that go right on to the consumers' back when we are one of the states that is at the high end of the gas tax. Transportation is not going to crumble either. Those are the more scenarios of doom and gloom. Roads will continue to be built. There's such an interest in laying down more blacktop and concrete instead of what I believe we should do is take care of the roads that we have right now. Again, we are just so overtaxed that that is not something we were going to let go forward. But the projects are still going to go on. In the future, could some be delayed or pushed back a year or two? Yeah, that may happen. But again, it's priorities. We're losing people to other states. We would be going into bankruptcy under the Democrat plan with the $18 billion tax increase. We drew the line in the sand, and we aren't going to let people be taxed at the rate they have been anymore.
Thank you, Royce. Radley in Hazelhurst is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Where else but public radio would we have access to such a fine guest and information right from the horse's mouth? That sort of seems worth supporting to me. But my question is, well, I guess I look at these amendments and I think we're not investing in the future of Wisconsin, you know, and we're talking about doom and gloom here, but the doom and gloom is that we're overtaxed already in Wisconsin. And, you know, I feel like with the doom and gloom is coming from the representative's mouth and that he's trying to scare us. Meanwhile, $4 million is going into aquatic invasive species control on this budget, which I really applaud you for doing. And I just think that's great. But it's coming out of another conservation program, the Stewardship Fund. You can look around to Wisconsin and the changing landscape and just see that we're missing opportunities. If we don't add some public lands now, we'll never be able to afford them in the future, and it's very short-sighted. Could you please comment on how much the Stewardship Fund is being hammered under this amendment?
Sure. The Stewardship Fund is not being hammered. Again, those are the tactics. There will still be millions of dollars remaining in the Stewardship Fund. Land will still be purchased. There should be legislative oversight, by the way, which there is not. The governor is in free will to do whatever purchase he wants with the Stewardship Fund as it comes forward in the recommendations. The question becomes, how much land does the state need to own? And right now we own a huge amount of land. In fact, what the prioritization should be right now is to go after the pristine lands. There is so much land that actually is purchased beyond what you could sell it on the private market. Land is purchased from various organizations that want to then take that money and buy more and turn that money around. There are concerns within the stewardship fund, but there is a point where the taxpayers have to decide how much land do we want taken off the tax rolls and put into the stewardship arena. And that debate has begun. But again, it gets into whether there's a cut or not. No, there's still millions of dollars left, and land purchases will continue to go on.
Thank you, Radley, for the call. John in Delafield is with us now. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to everyone. I strongly support the positions taken by your guest this morning. And I just wanted to make a comment that, you know, it's really only in Madison that a reduction in the rate of increase is called a budget cut. I feel most Wisconsinites really don't appreciate the fiscal travails we are in right now. We adjusted on a per capita basis, we are the biggest debtor state that there is. And I hope we continue to privatize more of the state-owned property and land. Most of us do not have a need to traverse the wilds in Douglas County. You know, I'm sorry. Unnecessary road projects. I just want to applaud what you're doing, sir. Keep doing. Don't back down. Cut taxes. Cut spending. We can grow our way out of this. Thank you for taking my call.
A reaction, Representative?
Well, thank you. And that is the question that the taxpayers will be answering right now is, for those who cry doom and gloom and that we need more money to take care of all of government in the various areas that we have heard this morning, the decision then is you can do that if you want to raise taxes. And you will have to raise taxes dramatically if that is what you want, which will drive businesses, jobs, and people out of this state. Or you can control spending, control taxes, and move forward with fiscal restraint and prioritize government. The taxpayers have taken it in the shorts for at least 8 or 10 years with more spending and more taxes. My argument, and the Assembly Republicans, is isn't it time finally for government to feel a bit of the pain that the taxpayers have been feeling for about a decade?
and only feel it for the next 2 years, it is time for government to actually be a participant in bringing our fiscal house back in order.
Yeah. No time for another call, but let me quickly try to address the caller's question, wondering if maybe Representative Nass, with the reduction in the rate of increase for the UW system that you support, whether you are punishing the UW system and UW administrators because you have disagreed publicly in the past with some of the UW's decisions.
No, not at all. I guess if I were going to do that, I wouldn't have given them any increase, and I would argue to my colleagues that they shouldn't get one and actually have real cuts. In fact, quite the opposite happened, where they are getting a 3% increase. They're getting an upper, and they have the ability to go get millions of more dollars, and they will get, with at least a 4% tuition cap, they're going to get another $72 million. So if I wanted to punish them, or my colleagues did, we would have actually went in and done cuts, but we looked at all of state government, including the university and the legislature, and decided where should we prioritize. And that's what the outcome was. It's an increase for the university. Again, if they can't manage business with $1 billion every year they get and the additional money we are giving them, then their management comes under question.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Steve Nass, Republican State Representative from Whitewater, Chair of the Colleges and Universities Committee. And we thank him for his time. Thanks as well to Karen Prager and Christina Taylor for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.